Being open to relationships with people from cultures different than your own not only expands your worldview, it also changes the lens through which you see yourself. A new exhibit opens Friday at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji that simply could never have happened had one woman not had the guts or the love necessary to immerse herself in a culture different from the one she grew up with. Blair Troyer's first visual art exhibit is called Portraits, but it is so much more than that simple word, and so much more than what any of us might consider a portrait. She creates large-scale textile art from thousands of tiny pieces of fabric no bigger than my thumb. Many of them are much smaller than that, and none of them have square corners. They are all sewn together using thread of many colors, and the threads make designs of their own on top of the portraits she's already created with these tiny pieces of fabric. The results of her innovative techniques are fine art, depicting the individual spirit of each of her children, her husband, and herself. Each piece is multidimensional, full of texture and life and love and meaning, both personal and cultural. And for Blair, the personal and cultural meanings swirl together in a magical, mystical way because of her unique life experience. She's a Scandinavian woman who is mother to 9 children in a home steeped in Ojibwe culture. Her exhibit, her work, is genius. It's like nothing I've seen before. And it could never have happened if 2 hearts from different cultures hadn't loved one another.
Oh, that was so nice. Thank you.
Let's start with the style. It's a kaleidoscope of fabrics. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to how you came to this language of expressing yourself.
How I got started in this craft in general is all of my children participate in a traditional Native American ceremony. And it's a pretty big deal, their initiation. And so as part of the offering for that, we are obligated to make blankets. And being a creative person, I couldn't just do squares. And considering that I'm not Native, this was the only contribution I could make to their spiritual experience in this ceremony. So I just threw everything I had into those blankets, and I decided to make them pictorial by making each blanket representative of their Native American names. And that's how it all got started. And with each blanket, I taught myself more about sewing and about fabric and about how to create an image pictorially and what I wanted to say. And I just, with every blanket, fell deeper in love with what I was doing.
I was wondering if you were a quilter.
No.
I mean, this is really textile art.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't consider myself a quilter. And lots of people refer to me as that. And I haven't really been involved in that world much, but my understanding is that master quilters have mastered lots of sewing techniques, and I have not.
Okay.
I wouldn't even call myself a sewer, really. And so I do want to make that distinction because I have mad respect for quilters and their craft and all of the skills necessary to do what they do. So how I approach a piece is I approach it more like a painting than a sewing project. So I cut out small pieces of fabric and I place them on a blank piece of fabric just like a painter would when they're putting a stroke on their canvas. And I kind of move all over the place on the canvas. It takes a long time. One of the biggest challenges for me in working that way is, you know, if you're a painter, you know how to make colors that you need. And I don't have access to all of the colors that I want sometimes, or under different lighting, the colors look different. So that exploration is really challenging, but also a really fun part of the process.
You've painted in the past?
I have. I wouldn't call myself a painter, but I've always been drawn to artistic expression, so I've tried a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So the pieces, when I looked at them, I said they look like a dream.
Yeah.
That dreamy quality.
Yeah. You know, the images come to me like dreams. It's very hard to explain and it's super weird, but I have images that start to like haunt me, as though when you wake up from a dream that you just had that you can't stop thinking about. That's what these images do for me. They keep coming up and I just can't let it go. As I started this process with the blankets, it was very spiritual for me. And so I feel like this is just a continuation of that spiritual journey for me. They do feel like they resonate within me on that level. And so the images come like a dream and they need to be created. They nag at me until I create. And while I'm creating, there's no thought that goes into it. It's all feeling. So I try really hard to recreate what I see in my mind. Like, that's my focus while I'm working. And it's not till after the piece is done that I have to ask myself, okay, what is this trying to tell me? Mm-hmm. What does this mean to me? Much like waking from a dream, in you're looking for meaning and interpretation. And just like sharing a weird dream you had with a friend, I'm open to other people's interpretation too. And they might see things that I didn't see or make connections that they know about me or my child or my life that I just hadn't come to yet as this is unfolding for me. And often the meaning takes months to completely reveal itself. I'll get like a piece here or there that I'm like, oh wow, I never saw that before, and it's so true, or stuff like that.
I'm so amazed that I can see the individual faces of each kid in these pieces of fabric.
Yeah,
it's astounding to me.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm talking with Blair Troyer. She's a Bemidji-based textile artist whose exhibit, Portraits, opens Friday at the Watermark Arts Center. Portraits is a series of images depicting her 9 children, her husband, and herself. And each image is made with thousands of tiny pieces of fabric. The goldfinch appears in a lot of the pieces, if not all of the pieces.
All of them, yeah. So in Ojibwe culture, the goldfinch represents the language. And for me, with the work that I've done, I've broadened that representation to include everything beautiful and wonderful about Ojibwe culture and spirituality. The language is a great example of what I mean by this, but with their traditional clothing, traditional music, traditional foods, and language, it all has layers and layers upon meaning for them. And all of those things explain to them how to connect to the earth, how to connect to the spirits that dwell here, to each other and to themselves. And so for me, in my work, the goldfinches represent that whole way of being. And I like to call it a toolbox for how to live your life. And so they're in every one of my pieces, and they're utilized in different ways with each portrait of my children or my husband or myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The exhibit itself. Mm-hmm. You've mounted them in a very unique way.
Yeah.
They all have kind of forms of their own, and there's no square edges.
Mm-hmm. I found I don't work that way. I had no intention of necessarily doing that when I got started, but I don't measure anything, and I don't iron anything, and I realized I don't care to. So I wasn't sure how I wanted to display these pieces. For a long time, I had no idea. I considered going traditional tapestry, where you just kind of hang it from the top and let it flow like a blanket, but that never really resonated with me. So then I also considered stretching them over canvas. I thought that would be really beautiful, but I felt something would be lost that way if they were so structured. And when I was creating my portrait of my daughter, Luella, it was one of the easiest portraits for me to create, only in that my body just kept going and I didn't think about it at all. I just had this flow and it just went, and I realized that it wanted to explode and stop there. Like it did not want to be boxed in, and I really wanted to leave it that way. So in order to leave it that way, I had to figure out how in the heck do I leave it this way. And so I decided to experiment with wire. And it was really funny getting to that point because I told a few people that I was considering doing this. Some art people, some non-art people, and everybody was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, it was not very encouraging. It's weird. It's weird, and it's hard to conceptualize what that means. And then I told my daughter Maddie about it, and she's also an artist, and she was like, oh, yes, yes, that would make them so much more dynamic. Yes. And we just got all giddy together about it. And I just knew. I knew that I didn't need the verification to go down that path, but having it was so empowering for me.
I can't imagine them stretched over a frame.
No.
That they do have forms that come off the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I love about how it turned out is that they have structure and they free flow at the same time. So I did not completely tack them down to the form. They have some freedom of movement. We're not allowed to touch them at the watermark. But if you did, they would move slightly. Like they have both structure and free form, and that's really exciting to me.
Yeah. Let's talk about your self-portrait.
Okay.
Among these pieces is a self-portrait of you.
Yep.
You're naked. You're surrounded by darkness. Mm-hmm. Yet you're very illuminated and glowing, and you have antlers.
Yes. So this image nagged at me for a few years. I don't know why. It just kept popping up. I had no idea what it meant. And when I decided that I wanted to try to do portraits, it was the first on my mind that I needed to try to create. I struggled with it for a long time. It took me about 4 months to make it. It was my first one. You know, I think a lot of times when you're reflecting on yourself, you get super critical about what it looks like or what you're saying or what you're doing. And I definitely went through that process. So I ripped it up about 4 times and just got super frustrated with it. I questioned whether or not I should even do this. And then I did it. And immediately when it was completed, I felt like, oh, I definitely can do this and I should. So I didn't know about what the piece meant to me until after I had made it. And I sat with it for a long time. And all of these revelations that I'm about to tell you about what the piece means, they came in waves. So it didn't all hit me at once, but over time, all of these little waves or layers revealed themselves. So this is what my self-portrait means to me. I would like to read this. Mm-hmm. My self-portrait is the cocktail of both despair and hope that I feel as a mother and wife in this family and about my purpose in this world. I'm in the dark and naked. I often feel I have nothing to offer my children or my husband. I am of Scandinavian descent, but I don't even know what that means to me. I don't have ways of being handed down and taught with purpose. I don't have things that are known by my people and through my people from ancient times. I don't have spiritual gifts, birthrights to bestow, etc. No toolbox. I'm just out here winging it, loaded up on American culture, gas stations, shopping malls, McDonald's. I didn't even know how little I had until I realized my husband had so much. I didn't know how lost I felt until I became aware of how sure-footed my husband and my children are. But I have hope. The antlers are on top of my head as if to say, there is something incredible about me too. I also possess a spectacular gift. I can't see it, but I can feel it. As though it's within my very bones, passed down from my ancient tribe too. And someday I'll know how to use it and be empowered by it.
That is Blair Troyer talking about what her self-portrait means to her in her new exhibit called Portraits. Now, this is your first exhibit. What was it like after you hung the show and you stepped back and took in your work, these huge, dreamy images of the people most important to you up on the walls of the gallery?
I totally went in my car and cried. I feel teary just talking about it right now. Like, even just looking at these pieces on my kitchen table is so different than seeing them up in the gallery. It's pretty overwhelming and just like really hits me in a really powerful way. Seeing them, for me personally, it means so much. And then how people have reacted to my work is just, it's been so overwhelming. And I'm just so grateful that I'm not the only person having this experience, though it would be totally worthwhile for me if it was just me having this experience. But I'm so grateful for the life I get to live and everything it's taught me, and for the opportunity to be able to do something like this. I'm just overflowing with gratitude. So
that's people who don't even know you, I have to believe that they're going to walk in there and be moved by this exhibit. So many dimensions are going on in there. It's just amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is Blair Troyer. Her exhibit of textile art, Portraits, opens tomorrow at the Watermark Art Center. Blair will be giving an artist talk at 6:00 tomorrow night. And if you can't make the opening tomorrow night, her work will be up until March 28th. And I would be surprised if you've seen anything like it in your life. I'm Katie Carter. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.